step in to the savory moment. You might be familiar with the term butterfly effect, when a small change in the present results in a much larger change later on. From physics class or literature, think Ray Bradbury's short story, A Sound of Thunder, in which a time-traveling hunter accidentally steps on a single butterfly and drastically alters the future. The butterfly effect comes into play in cooking, too. In this case, the small change is a single knife cut to a chicken breast, say, or a pork chop or a salmon fillet, that is just too thick to cook evenly or absorb the flavors of a marinade all the way to the center. Using a butterfly cut, your future portion turns out half as thin and twice as wide. Perfect for cooking. Here's how to butterfly a salmon fillet. With a sharp knife, slice the fillet into portions that are 2 inches wide. Cut all the way through the skin. Next, slice each of these portions lengthwise down the center, but stop cutting just as your knife reaches the skin. You want the portions to be nearly, but not quite, cut in half. And here is where the future is altered. Open your piece of salmon at the middle cut as if you're opening a book. Fold the two halves away from each other like pages so that the skin is folded back on itself inside the portion, kind of like the spine of a book. Lay the portion flat and see that it's now just 1 inch thick, but about 4 inches wide. In an intriguing plot twist, your salmon portion now resembles a graceful butterfly. Coincidence? As the author of this meal, you get to write that ending. Find detailed instructions for butterflying a salmon fillet at savorymoment.org. From the studios of KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, I'm Beth Short Rhodes. Whatever is on your dinner table tonight, may you savor the moment.